This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Now 7 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen along with Michael Harrison, who's here as we approach the end of the year and prepare for the new year. Talkers Magazine. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine that you can find at Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television. Talkers has had a banner year. And so on this program today, we will do what we have done at the end of the year last year and the end of the year before and before that and before that and before that. And that is to present the top news talk stories from News Talk Radio, from Talkers Research, the top 15 items and the top 15 people, according to your research, Michael. There are plenty of things to talk about that are ancillary to all of this, so why don't we go through maybe a couple of times during the course of this hour. We'll go through these just so that we can shake people up a little bit, although I think almost everything here has a certain amount of predictability to it. Do you agree?
Well, I don't think there's anything surprising. These are the biggest stories of the year, so these are the ones that were out there all the time. Although the one surprising thing, if you're not paying attention, is that if you asked people, what was everybody talking about? They'd say Trump and the presidential race, and that, of course, is true to a degree.
Right.
But Trump and the presidential race were not the only major stories that were in the news and on News Talk Radio this past year on stations such as the one people are listening to now. So let's go through them. At number 15, the National Anthem protests, and that grew out of sports, and we'll talk about that. We could talk about the people. At number 14, the Flint water scandal was a major story, still a story of concern. At number 13, the Iran missile tests and the North Korea nukes tied together at 13, kind of an unlucky number and an unlucky situation. So far, we are lucky, but it is not something that we should count on. At number 12, Apple versus the FBI, a free speech issue. At number 11, the relationships between the United States and our dear friends in China. At number 10, LGBT bathroom laws, and the whole transgender issue ties into number 10. At number 9, the death of Scalia and the state of the Supreme Court of the United States. Number 8, Brexit. Number 7, the fake news phenomenon. Number 6, European terror attacks and the refugee influx. At number 5, the battle against ISIS and U.S. terror attacks. At number 4, we're getting into the majors here, Syrian civil war and U.S.-Russia relations. At number 3, police minority shootings and cop slayings. Number 2, and this ties into the presidential race, which you know is going to be number 1. Number 2, the Hillary Clinton email case and Russian DNC hacking allegations.
You gave it away.
I gave it away. And number 1,
yes,
the presidential race and the victory of Donald J. Trump.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Want to go through the people?
I would love it if you would go through the people.
Angela Merkel is at number 15. Number 14, a sports figure, the only sports figure, and then we figured out there should be two sports figures. We didn't think of them as a sports figure, so we have a tie at 14. Colin Kaepernick, the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, who took a knee. And Caitlyn Jenner at number 14. Kara and I were trying to figure out what year Jenner was talked about a lot, and this went on for a few years, and it certainly spilled over into 2016, although I don't know whether or not we should put Bruce Jenner on the list of people who died in 2016, but that's...
That's really an interesting...
That's a morbid joke.
It is, but I don't think it's a joke. Isn't that interesting? That's very interesting.
Yeah, I just thought of that while I was talking with Kara. Yeah, what happened to Bruce Jenner? Where is he?
Gone. Yeah.
Maybe he's not dead. I had an interesting conversation with someone the other day as to whether or not, you know, the transgender issue is one thing, and I'm sympathetic to people that have that issue. I'm not so sure if I'm that sympathetic to Bruce Jenner. I don't fully believe, and this is just my own gut, I don't fully believe that that this is totally separate from what people do to enhance their appeal in terms of ratings on reality shows.
Come on, Michael, don't be such a cynic. It's only because he's going to make about $300 million for having done that. Come
Would you walk around in a wig for $300 and...
I wouldn't have my private parts changed, but yeah, I'd walk around there.
Well, his private parts haven't changed from what I understand.
Oh, they haven't taken them yet and reworked
No,
them?
No,
oh,
that's really? The whole point.
Oh,
you know,
he will become Bruce.
You unwrap that
Bruce
package
dead,
and
yeah.
get the same old gift.
Yeah. Well, that's not the case with the Chelsea Manning, who did have his private parts changed, and you and I paid for that. Through the large.
I was wondering what that was on my credit card. That was
yeah,
so strange.
Right.
Number 13, we have Kim Jong Un. We have
now there's somebody we'd like to alter his private parts.
No, Antonin Scalia is at 12. Mike Pence at 11. Number 10 is Bernie. Number 9 is Ben. You know who Ben is? Ben Carson.
Yeah.
Chris Christie at 8, Marco Rubio at 7, the whole clown car here. Number 6 is Ted Cruz. And number 5, Bill Clinton. Number 4, great American, Vladimir Putin.
Bad Vlad.
number 3, Barack Obama. Boy, he's going out kicking, ain't he? And number 2, we have Hillary. And at number 1, Donald J. Trump. And
right.
That's the year in review.
Yep. Every year for a number of years, Talkers has gone through, as we have done in this program for well over two decades, the people. And so it is fitting at the end of the year for us to talk about these things and then have our usual time to have a tete-a-tete back and forth, Michael and I, with input from you, if you'd like, through social media or however. But it is a very interesting time. We live in times that underscore the importance of this format and how needed it is to be able to express. What did Jerry Williams used to call it? Vox Populi, great talk radio host. Williams would also be described as the person who let the pressure, when the bottle hasn't been opened yet and you shake it up and you know as soon as you take the cap off, it's going to explode. Well, he was the kind of a guy, and so were others like him, that gave people a chance to express themselves in a way that seemed to be good for the country, because anger needs a vent. And also, all too often, the stuff that's happened on News Talk radio programs has been about anger, and hosts have sounded angry, but it plays a role in helping to keep the society moving. Am I overstating it or understating it, Michael?
No, I think that it's a complicated subject. Mm-hmm. You know, I think anger for its own sake is not necessarily good, but a safety valve where people are able to speak their minds, which is called the First Amendment and freedom of speech, and having it exercised on what we still refer to as the public airwaves, I think that that's a healthy thing.
Yep, it is. So we'll continue. There are a number of things. I want to ask Michael about what he thinks is still discussable in this list. How much of this stuff will go away next year? How much of it is left over from last year? That sort of thing. In other words, which things are sort of a permanent part of our landscape and which are in and out of our minds? This is something I hope will not be in and out of your minds, and that is a focus on Super Beats. Super Beats is a replacement for the fake energy you get with some of those high caffeine drinks. The caffeine in coffee even is not necessary. If you drink coffee or you drink some of those drinks that get you going, give you a pick-me-up, you'll want to hear what I have to say in the next 60 seconds about Super Beats. Replace your daily coffee with a glass of Super Beats. It'll change your life. And like the coffee that you drink, the Super Beats functions as a food, because it is. Coffee, I'm not sure that's a food. It's a drink, but is it a food? Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates. Super Beets are grown from non-GMO beets. They are cooked, they are dried, they are powdered, and they are put in a canister. They send the canister to you. You take a teaspoon and put it in a 4-ounce glass of water or a smoothie or something like that, and all too frequently, the stuff that you've found slowing you down will now turn around, because Super Beats and the nitric oxide open up your arteries so the blood gets through to your muscles, to your brain, to every single part of your body, thus giving you stamina and energy that you need for the rest of your day. It's very important for healthy blood pressure as well. Packed with electrolytes and antioxidants, Super Beats is available right now for first-time buyers at 800 800-655-4183. When I say it's available for everybody at that number, 800-655-4183. But in order to get you on the program, the folks at Super Beach are encouraging you to order a regular supply, 3 months, and they give you a 30-day supply free when you make that first order. They'll send you a book called Beat the Odds, and if you mention Doug Steffen, you get free shipping as well. Call 800-655-4183 to order Super Beats for the new year. You will be very happy that you took that step. 800-655-4183. Success and satisfaction guaranteed, or your money, all of it, back. 800-655-4183 for Super Beats.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Like the old song says, it's the most wonderful time of the year. So, in keeping with the spirit of the season, I'd like to talk about one fun way you might be able to use some of those gifts you'll be getting to make it even more wonderful. Because, in addition to being a wonderful time, it's also the most warningful time. That's right. Most of those gifts you'll be getting come loaded with warning labels, and some of them are downright wacky. As host of the annual Wacky Warning Label Contest, I know that many of the labels that people have sent us over the years were found during the holidays. One label was even found right on a live Christmas tree. It warned, "Not intended for human consumption." Now, let's be fair. I can understand the need for a warning like that on some of the fruitcakes I've tasted, but on a live Christmas tree? Come on. If you find a wacky warning label and would like to enter our contest for a chance to win the $1,000 grand prize, find out how at centerforamericatv.org. And from all of us here at the Center for America, happy holidays.
This week at Kohl's, it's time to get moving with 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. That's 25% off Nike hoodies, tees, leggings, bags, and more. When you shop Nike at Kohl's, Yes to You Rewards members earn points to spend later on just about anything. Earn 1 point for every dollar spent. Get a $5 reward for every 100 points. Get moving to Kohl's for 25% off Nike. This week only. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 12/25 through 12/31. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Exploring underwater wrecks are one of the coolest things you can do as a diver. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why they can also be the most challenging next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The allure of an underwater shipwreck is undeniable, and most are easily explored from the outside. However, as inviting as a wreck may seem, never enter an underwater structure without proper training and orientation. When anything obstructs your direct path to the surface, the mastery of additional diving skills are needed to mitigate the risks. Get properly trained before boarding the ship. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
19 past the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. So can we have a thread here, Michael, looking into or understanding, as I listened to this list of 15, what was going through my head at the time is that there are a number of these that are still discussable and will go on into next year. And then in my mind, I was trying to go back to last year and what is here today that was around last year at this time. And I can't. Maybe the Middle East situation.
Oh, yeah. Come on. We were dealing with ISIS. We were dealing with the presidential
police.
Race.
Yeah, right.
2015
yeah.
It started.
Mm-hmm. And then sort of splintered, though, because this year you got three or four things that come out of that same root.
The LGBT and, issue.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something that is...
And more. We can talk about that.
Yeah, it's stressing some of that stuff. Okay, well, we're here to, as I said, let the steam out of the bottle. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Be Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And change after the hour now, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an annual, well, it's a weekly program. I'm Michael Harrison here from Talkers Magazine. He's the editor and publisher. He and I every week get together and gab about the things that are important according to the News Talk surveys that Talkers Magazine does. Now we put together the year end, and I asked Michael a few minutes ago how many of these stories are still discussable, or maybe even more to the point, if we look back at the list from last year, what has carried over? And there are some things that carried over. There are some specific things here that only were on this year. But then there's general consumables, if you will, like going into the department store of News Talk Radio Ideas. And, some of them are getting more and more noisy or noisier. The Flint water scandal, number 14, you made reference to the National Anthem protests at 15, but the Flint water scandal, in and of itself, you can certainly, if you're a good radio host and put some emotion behind it, you become more credible in the ears of the people listening to you. And if that's the case, I'm number one here, because I think this Flint water scandal is among the worst, most atrocious examples of how people get screwed by government and government doesn't care. Do you know that still is, that problem has not been fixed, that people are still they're still exposed to this water, and that the people involved have not been prosecuted. A couple of people have died. But this kind of stuff is so much a part of it's almost ingrained into us, Michael. We accept waste, fraud, corruption, abuse, a $4 billion airplane for the president, $400 billion for a plane for the Air Force that doesn't fly, the Flint water situation. I mean, that's the sum and substance of a lot of stuff that is on the News Talk radio stations. And so I guess we wanted to be there, because if it isn't, we don't have things to get people worked up about.
Well, I don't know if we want to get people worked up or talk about the issues of the day that we all have a common interest in. I mean, there's a lot of stuff people get worked up about that has nothing to do with what we all talk about. Like their houses, like their bosses. I mean, you know, the world is one big giant pressure cooker, and this is these are the hits. these are the hits. But boy, this is not. I think the average person walks around being worked up about a lot more than the Flint water scandal. Mm-hmm. I don't know anybody out there going, I am so upset. My life is ruined. The Flint water scandal. No, they have other issues.
I think people in Flint who's lost children.
Yes, but the point I'm making is that these things are not here contrived for us to create a show.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of talk show hosts believe that all the issues of the world are really there as for material, and somehow they're exempt from it. Until, of course, your show is over and you walk out into the street and you realize, wait a second, I live in the same world that I'm so smugly commenting on from my perch behind the microphone.
Yep.
But you said something before that's very interesting, and I'd like to take a moment to address it. You said government screws things up regarding the Flint water scandal. That, I think, is a dangerous statement.
People in government should be a better way of putting it.
Well, and private industry doesn't screw people?
Oh, sure it does.
So, because I listen to talk radio and I hear people, anything the government does is bad. We're going to have to privatize that. As if somehow the people that work in the private sector are more pure and honest and well-meaning than people that work in the government sector. Anything that's big, whether it's a corporation or a government or a religion, is dangerous. Organized human strength is powerful and dangerous. So I would love to see the argument between the government sector and the private sector cast in more of a realistic light in the coming years, because it isn't one or the other. Both are subject to the same faults.
Isn't that interesting? What a great way of putting it. That's something that I'm sure hasn't been distributed in thought, but we ought to think more about it. Yeah, great. Thank you. Michael continues with Doug in a few moments, 28 after the hour on the countdown.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Can living a longer, healthier life be as easy as popping a handful of nuts in your mouth? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. It's true. Eating just three small handfuls a week of nuts, including peanuts, may help you live longer. Those who engage in moderate nut consumption have a lower risk of premature death from heart disease and other causes. People who ate the most nuts reduced risk by 20% as opposed to those eating fewer nuts. Teens who eat nuts regularly have less than half the risk for developing metabolic syndrome, which heightens onset of early heart disease and type 2 diabetes. The benefits of adding nuts to your diet may be tracked back to abundant fiber and healthy unsaturated fats. But before you go completely nuts, consider adverse health risks from eating oversalted nuts, as well as the megacalories derived from nut binging.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud, your pal Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old Cloudaroo here. I thought I'd give you a call. I hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one, for sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Of the year end in review, stories and people that have been important to the News Talk Radio world. Thus, those of you who are listening that love this format are getting sort of a rewind, a reworking of some of this material. Mike and I are having a discussion about the things that have hung around and things that maybe will or will not be here next year. And we were talking about some specific items from local areas, and the Flint water situation, which comes in at number 14 this year on the stories list, came to mind. And as you were saying what you did about government, and my inference was that government is bad. Government is inefficient. I don't know if it's bad, but there are a lot of things about private business and private industry that aren't good as well. And as you were saying that, I was thinking about Flint, what I remember about Flint. I used to be on in Flint, and there was a fellow there that you and I both knew and liked because he was around from the old days of our talk association. His name was Dave Barber. I think he passed away this past year, as a matter of fact, but he was on a radio station in Flint. And he would have taken that station's kind of gone away from doing local issues. But can you imagine what kind of a job he would have done? He was cut out of that same cloth of the people that take a local issue and just not let go of it and establish their credibility in their communities.
Yeah, local watchdogs. I think that the local watchdog in talk radio actually makes for a better life for the people in the community. I've seen where local watchdogs have either been fired or left to go to other localities, and it actually has a detrimental effect on the quality of life.
Right. Yeah, it does. Yeah. So we really do, even though some people think a lot of us are gas bags, there are things that we can do because there's a passion involved. I remember Buddy Cianci, who is a host and a mayor and a corrupt public official, went to jail a couple of times in Providence. Very colorful guy. You know, sometimes what has happened, Michael, over the years is we've confused good radio people with good announcers. And Cianci and a lot of the people that are doing talk now are not good announcers. They don't have good voices. Like, you know, some of the newsmen that became talk show hosts, they have these big voices. And the old timers used to think that gave them credibility. I think what gives you credibility is how you're, whether you're, excuse me, your audience thinks you're...
Are you okay?
Just having...
Did that almond go down the wrong tube?
I was eating almonds, yeah, right. Going down the wrong hole.
I mean, I'm here to help if you press the red button. Press the red button and I'll recite the Declaration of Independence until you feel better.
Okay, thank you. So anyway, the point that I was making is that we have a lot of people who are tied to the hosts and they identify with the hosts. And I think we have the same basic group of people. I don't think we've lost anybody significantly this year. We know how all the award shows at the end, they put...
Have we lost any major talk show hosts? Yeah, we lost Dr. Joy Brown.
We did lose Joy, and we lost... Now I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, we lost
a couple. Talking the Baltimore...
Tom Maher, our dear
Tom
friend.
Tom Maher. Yep.
Yeah, no, we've lost a number of people in the industry this year. This year has been, look, people live and die, and people die every year, and there's always the perfunctory list, but I believe, let's call it celebrity deaths from the world of politics, from the world of the arts, from the world of broadcasting. This has been a brutal year for celebrity deaths. I mean, as we're speaking, we just found out the 1-2 punch that knocked us all over the head is we lose Carrie Fisher, and then the next day we lose Debbie Reynolds. What are you kidding me? I mean, that's a kick in the head and then a kick in the other head. Terrible. I mean, gosh, I mean, Zsa Zsa Gabor died. You know, we talk about somebody who was a pioneer in the world of reality shows, being famous for being famous.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Kim Kardashian should pay tribute to Zsa Zsa Gabor.
For
paving the way. And George Michael just recently. I mean, Muhammad Ali. I mean, icons. Patty Duke, Gary Shandling, Frank Sinatra Jr., George Martin, Nancy Reagan, George Kennedy, Sonny James.
Yeah,
remember Young Love?
Yeah.
Harper Lee. David Bowie. Glenn Frey. Marnie Nixon. Do you remember Marnie Nixon?
No.
Marnie Nixon is the most under... credited great singer of the 20th century. Back in the old days, they'd make major movie musicals and they'd put big stars in who couldn't sing and they wouldn't even give credit for the person singing. West Side Story, Natalie Wood, that was Marnie Nixon singing. The King and I, Deborah Kerr, that was Marnie Nixon singing. My Fair Lady, Audrey Hepburn, that was Marnie Nixon singing. Marnie Nixon died this year at 86 years old, one of the greatest singers of the 20th
century.
Who
knew that? Now, I've never heard that story before. See, that's what makes these conversations so relevant, because we can listen and learn from the experiences and the knowledge of other people. And I think that's the beauty of what we do, frankly.
Well, the idea is to be informative.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, bring something to the table. Don't flap your gums if you have nothing to say.
Well, how did those people survive? If they'd have nothing to say, how do they survive as radio personalities?
Well, they follow the talking points.
Mm-hmm.
When I listen to the radio and I hear another person go, did you hear that Obama spent $84 million on vacations? That means that person's sitting there following, okay, here's the latest bad stuff about Obama that 25 people have talked about today. I'll jump in too.
Yeah.
Bring an original angle. You never hear Rush Limbaugh say anything that somebody else said the day before.
Nope. Never.
Howard Stern, in terms of the pop culture kind of talk. It's original. Be original.
Take thoughts and twist them around in your own mind so that people hear what you know or what you think.
Find an angle.
Yeah, right. So the number seven item to sort of follow that up a little bit, number seven on the stories list for this past year is a focus on fakeness, fake news, and how it has seemingly, because I guess of social media, people always want to blame this, that, and the other thing for whatever's going on. Like we were talking earlier, government's to blame for all the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. Well, do we have to find a blame-e or a blamer? I guess we'd be the blamers if we said it's because of Twitter. That would be the
well, you know,
blame-es.
Fake news is very interesting, and anybody in the media should find fake news fascinating. Anybody who lives in a democracy or cares about journalism and honesty and truth should find it interesting and troubling. But a point to be made, and you mentioned Twitter. Fake news has been with us all the way back to the beginning of newspapers and the beginning of journalism. There has always been fake news. This goes back hundreds and hundreds of years, maybe thousands of years. And what's made it seem so relevant now is the amplification of fake news through social media and the digital platforms, which speed up its spread and amplify it. So it's amplified and it's sped up. It becomes viral. And that's because of the modern technology. But if you look back at the history of fake news, my gosh, I mean, there were stories that were outrageous. As a matter of fact, Thomas Jefferson, who was a big fan of free speech, he also was a harsh critic of newspapers, called them polluted, like a cesspool, that nothing you read in the newspapers is true. You would think that his quotes were something out of Donald Trump.
There's no original thought, Michael. We've all thought it. Somebody has said it before. It's just that it depends on how clever, creative you are as to how all these things come out.
Yeah, but do you know there was a story in a New York newspaper about 100 years ago about the animals in the Central Park Zoo escaping, that the door opened or something, and that Manhattan was being overrun by vicious beasts, and that 49 people were killed, mauled, torn apart by bears and lions and tigers, and people were hiding in their houses?
And it wasn't true.
It was not true.
No. Fake news! Just started this year, you'd think that was the case.
No.
Right. That's nonsense. But it's like so many other things. Makes for good copy. We're here talking about the issues of the day. Which one do you feel is the most relatable to you? A good question for all of us to ponder. I'll ask that of Michael Harrison in a moment, 43 past the hour, on this week's weekend year-end review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen. They're discovering the precise combination of 7 key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party.
Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrans Financial can help. Benetrans proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrans Financial, funding for the life of your business.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Following a contentious election, a new Allstate Atlantic Media Heartland Monitor poll reveals heightened positivity among Americans, tempered with serious concerns about social divides. Bill Venisi of Allstate.
60% of Americans believe our economy will be more competitive over the next 4 years. 36% think we're headed in the right direction.
But on some topics, we are a nation deeply divided. Nearly half anticipate relations to decline between social, racial, and ethnic groups as a result of the election.
66% of Americans believe we will find solutions to our country's problems, but they're calling on bipartisan compromise to move the country forward.
More than half of those surveyed say it's more important for politicians to compromise in the name of progress than staunchly stick to their core values.
This latest poll underscores the American spirit of optimism and resilience. Profound challenges remain, but we can come through these together.
For more on the poll's results, go to heartlandmonitor.com.
46 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen here on the year-end review of the top 15 items. We're picking, as we usually do in this conversation, out some of the things from the list that are of interest and importance. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here every week at this time as well. So when you look at that list, when you first reviewed it, Michael, which one did you feel most relatable to? Which item on this list of 15?
Well, they all tie together. So I've been thinking about it during the break because I knew you were. I was hoping you weren't going to come back to it, but you did. And so I guess I have to answer it.
Yes.
They all connect to each other. I think the First Amendment ones are the ones that I personally relate to. Believe it or not, the fake news phenomenon is the one that interests me the most because I'm interested in truth versus victory. Mm-hmm. The part of fake news that bothers me is when it's done for the purpose, as opposed to a hoax or a laugh, when it's done on purpose to destroy somebody's reputation or to derail a movement or a campaign. Mm-hmm. I think that's very dangerous. So number 7, the fake news phenomenon, is the one that I'm particularly interested in. But that's not to say that I don't think that the presidential race and the victory of Trump, I mean, that story has yet to unfold.
Mm-hmm.
Wait till he's inaugurated and then...
Right. That's gonna open... protests are so foolish because he hasn't done anything yet.
Save it. You're the boy who cried wolf, for crying out loud.
Yeah, it's silly.
Let them get in and then beat them up.
Yeah. That's a tradition here.
They used to have a honeymoon period.
Yeah.
Then there was no honeymoon period. Now they don't even wait till the guy's in office.
That's social media and the news media together trying to outdo one another. Mm-hmm. And so now there are problems when there aren't problems.
Right.
There is fake news when there is real news.
Right. But how could I say the Flint water scandal doesn't bother me? Mm-hmm. Clean water, we need that or we die.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then the freedom of speech issue that is reflected in number 12, the Apple versus FBI.
Absolutely.
Issue. Those things are imperative to our health and well-being, it seems to me, anyway. But then, we get so serious, there have to be some things, never mind, maybe they're on the fringe, that are just plain silly. Things that we can have fun with, because so many times we hear from you, you're too serious, you got to have a good time. And yeah, we do need to have a breath of fresh air from time to time. 10 before the hour now on the countdown.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
53 after the hour now.
As we take to heart the information that the researchers at Talkers Magazine have done this past year, 15 items on the list. There are certainly probably another 15 that would be close to this and that are items that have stirred us, that have captured our imagination, that have done important things to the public discourse. Imagine how we, I say collectively, not you and me necessarily, just alone, Michael, have influenced the public discussion when it came to any number of things. There are those who would say we influenced the election. Trump won because of certain people in News Talk Radio. I don't know if that's the case, but you can make a case for Mike Pence and his talk radio roots. I don't know much about him before he became a host. I know after that he became a congressman and then governor and now vice president. So what do we know about? What do you?
Mike Pence is a smooth operator. That's all I know about him.
He looks and sounds like he's a smoothie.
Yeah, he's a smooth operator. He is very, very measured. He's the un-Trump.
Yeah,
you're not going to see him sending out tweets off the top of his head. Whether you agree or
button
not,
button down. I think people use that expression. He's pretty. You look at his hairdo and how he presents himself. And
he was a good conservative host. He's a bit in the the far right. He's ultra conservative. So when I say nice things about him, I'm not necessarily endorsing his political views, but I do have to endorse his style. Mm-hmm. He's a distinguished man, well spoken, and generally reacts to spontaneous things with the kind of measured thoughtfulness that you would hope a vice president would have.
Yeah. That's even a president. So let's peel this back a little bit more, the onion being peeled back to the likes of Chris Christie. I've heard from a couple of people, just for the fun of it, it seems that his political career may be washed up because his career as the Attorney General of New Jersey saw him prosecute a fellow named Kuttner, and it turns out that Kuttner, the old man, is the father of the husband of Donald Trump's daughter. And Christie, as soon as somebody put two and two together, Christie, who was on the bandwagon pretty early, got washed away fast. And his political career being over, there are a lot of people who say, hey, he'd make a good talk host for some big New York station or a big Philadelphia station. And, you know, there are a lot of politicians who have done that. They become politicians, then they become hosts, versus Pence, who was a host first, and then he became a politician. And I think there were certainly other examples of that.
Well, it's much harder to go from being a host to a politician than from being a politician to a host, because one of the things corporate radio does is they try to have celebrities fill openings so
right.
that the advertising departments can go to the agencies and at least have somebody to talk about.
Right.
Radio no longer believes in itself, mm-hmm. where they would say, this guy has come up through Indianapolis, and he worked in Phoenix, and he's really good. Give him a chance. You're going to like this guy.
Yeah.
Now, They don't have confidence in the unknown, and unfortunately, all the great hosts came up through the system as unknowns.
Right. Yeah. And now there's no farm team. There's no place to start and be
right.
bad. You can't be bad. You got to be good the first day, or you're no good.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it worked out. And you see this guy was a Joe Walsh in Chicago. He was a congressman,
yep.
and he couldn't quite make it all work. That's not. This is, as Michael suggested, I don't mean this to be puffery for him, me, or other people that have been doing this for a long time, but we all were radio people through and through. We were jocks, and we understood how, Limbaugh came out of that same creative juice,
mm-hmm.
and so it's timing, it's feeling like you know what the audience really is all about, because it goes back to what I was saying. I was talking on my weekday program about moving the subject matter along, and I said it's just kind of like a radio, a stage that plays music. 3 minute song, over, commercial, next song. Same thing is true with at least the way I approach doing the radio. I want to make sure we get in, we have a conversation about what's important regarding that issue, and then we move on to the next
yeah.
thing.
Well, and that's what we're going to be doing now collectively. We're going to move on to 2017. And
predictions?
One prediction. The unknown. The unknown will be the biggest story of the year. Always is, just mm-hmm. as the victory of Trump.
Ago today, would we have ever thought that Donald Trump, would have thought that Donald Trump would be the next president.
Not to mention a bunch of other stuff. So I just want to say now to everybody, Happy New Year, and I hope that it's a healthy, prosperous, wonderful year for everybody that's listening to us.
Yep.
And we'll hope for the
better
best.
Year. Next year will be a better year. If you have that in your mind, that's what's going to happen.
Yep.
Michael and I have it in our minds. Michael Harrison, thanks to you and your staff for helping make this program what it is, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.